Today I would like to introduce to you a documentary movie directed by Bartek Konopka, which was flooded with awards. The movie tells the story of rabbits who settled near the Berlin Wall and who became, involuntarily, witnesses and participants of political changes. In the movie, we can see the world from the viewpoint of these animals, who observe people's peculiar behaviors, raising of the Berlin Wall, their attempts to compromise and to reach the other side of the wall. After another wall was built, the rabbits were closed in their own guarded preserve. The story of those little animals symbolizes the lives of people living near the Berlin Wall. You certainly know a lot about the Berlin Wall, but let me introduce its history to you. It was a huge wall separating West Berlin and East Berlin for 28 years. You surely know it was one of the symbols of the Cold War. It fell on the night of 9th November 1989, and it symbolized the fall of communism in Central Europe. Another symbol of this event is associated with the history of Poland. On 28th of November 1989, Joanna Szczepkowska, a Polish actress, declared on TV.
Proszę Państwa, 4 czerwca 1989 roku skończył się w Polsce komunizm.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the 4th of June 1989, the communism in Poland ended. 4th of June 1989 marks the date of the first round of the first partially free elections after World War II in Poland. The opposition, led by Lech Wałęsa, won the elections. Non-party candidates, the one who did not represent the communists, won 161 seats in Polish Sejm and 99 out of 100 seats in Polish Senate. You can see a very interesting exhibition in European Solidarity Center in Gdańsk. If you are ever by the Polish Sea, you have to visit it. When it comes to the wall, you can see still some parts of it in various places of Berlin. You can also visit some places associated with this period, such as Checkpoint Charlie Museum, one of the most popular border crossings between the western and the eastern part of Europe. A few years ago in Berlin, there emerged a very interesting place called Die Mauer, and it's a huge panoramic painting which shows the Berlin Wall from the 80s. You can also hear sounds coming from behind the wall. It was painted, prepared by the German artist Jadegar Assisi. But enough about the wall. Now let me tell you something about Bartek Konopka, the director of the Rabbit a la Berlin. In 2002, he graduated from the Department of the Radio and Television of the University of Silesia in Katowice. If you listen to my podcast, you know that its current name is Krzysztof Kieślowski's Film School. His debut movie was Goat Walker, in which the director showed a vision similar to the one in The Rabbit. But in Goat Walker, goats were watching a mundane life of Polish village. Rabbit a la Berlin was made in 2009 and it proved Konopka's skills. In 2010, the movie was nominated for an Oscar for Best Documentary Short Movie. Having made Rabbit a la Berlin, the director took to fiction movies such as Lęk Wysokości, Fear of Heights, Krew Boga, Blood of God, and to series. One of which, The Woods, was inspired by Harlan Coben's book and was produced in 2020 by Netflix. I have to tell you one more thing. If you are not Polish, you will not get the underlying meaning of the fact that Krystyna Czubówna is the narrator of the movie. Her voice is remarkable for Polish people, as she is famous voiceover speaker in wildlife documentaries. The additional twist will probably go unnoticed for foreign viewers, but it does not affect the movie at all. Most of all, Rabbit a la Berlin is an excellent history lesson which everyone should see. I should also explain you the Polish title, which is Królik po Berlińsku. It refers to a particular type of dishes which uses an adverb po, which is followed by an adjective indicating a country, for example, ryba po grecku, fish a la Greek, or a city, jajko po wiedeńsku, egg a la Vienna, or Vienna-style egg. A similar analogy can be seen in the English title, in which the term a la refers to the way of serving food in particular countries or cities. You have to know that this adverb po is very, very common in the names of in the names of Polish dishes. So if you will be in Polish restaurant, you will see a lot of things done in some particular style, so po. Jajko po szkocku, ryba po grecku, śledź po japońsku, fasolka po bretońsku, kawa po turecku, sernik po wiedeńsku, and so on and so on. As a conclusion, I would like to read to you a few opinions about the movie expressed by my students. My Georgian student said that it is a great movie. It seems to be about the life of the rabbits, but actually the most important thing is the idea of how people lived back then. The movie is good. It's such a pity it hasn't received an Oscar. Her friend said, such a great documentary. It is an unusual movie with an original metaphor. Everyone should watch it. One of my Ukrainian students said, we can see that the director is talented. No unnecessary replicas and shots were used in the movie. The movie is short and the message is very clear. I understood the symbolic meaning of the rabbit straight away. I hope that my and my students' recommendations are interesting enough for you to watch Rabbit à la Berlin. Have a nice screening and see you in the next episode.